Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB, and I am here in the last week we have in November before we wrap things up and kick off Cognac and Armagnac month. I'm so excited about that month. I'm just excited to do some cognacs to the point that I might not even do Armagnacs on the show. I might just do straight cognacs for both my week and mix and match week. But we'll see. I do want to keep to doing both, I guess, if you will. But, like, I have so much cognac now that I want to try and review for the show for first-time sippers and stuff that, yeah, I'm kind of even past Armagnac a little bit as far as wanting to do that. I just want to knock out some cognacs. But that's neither here nor there. Cody's off doing his thing, which is a weird episode for me to do now for the JB show here, is because I will be reviewing some things that I'm not even really known or, well, I've probably done it like maybe other, besides by doing it by myself, I've probably only done it like 3-4 times maybe, but I'm actually going to be doing a beer review here. And you know what? I'm calling this the Black Friday episode, basically, because basically all the bottles that I've gotten over the Black Friday, and pretty much not all of them, because I'm thinking of skipping one of as we said, this is going to be the Goose Island edition, but now I'm thinking of switching to just the Black Friday edition since Cody isn't here. And I'm thinking of not doing the Eagle Rare one and saving that for like a special bonus episode when Cody gets the Angel's Envy one. I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking of going with something else here that I was able to grab on Black Friday, and I think I might go with it, and that is the, well, I don't want to spoil it right now, so I'll talk about that in a little bit, but yeah, man, so I'm going to be doing the Bourbon County variant of Bananas Foster, their style right here, and Cody said this was pretty much highly reviewed. This is a somewhat of a remake of their 2017 release, if I'm not mistaken, right? Because I don't think they've re-released it since. And as I try to fucking get it open here, okay. Hold on now, bear with me, people. I'm using a new bottle opener and this shit's kind of trashy. Hold up, wait a minute. And yeah, this bottle opener is trash, Jesus. Okay. This is shit. It's, like, not sharp at all. Whatever. I have my ways of doing this then. So, I'm about to use my desk in a minute. Never mind. I just chopped off some of the wood. Thank God this isn't my glass desk that I used to have back in our old podcasting days, if you will. And, all right, this became a pain in the ass. One moment here. Let me just get a better
Oh, shit. Much better. Ah, that's much better. Much better. There we go. Okay, this bottle opener sucks, so that shit can go in the trash real quick. Ooh. Ooh, look at that aroma. All that cocoa on there. Let's pour that. Let's pour that into the cup, man. Ooh, look how dark that is. Oh, man. Look at the head on that. Cody knows. I love me some head, too. Oh, yeah. So, we're getting to the nitty-gritty, wrapping up this year's last drop, and like I said, that is a, look at that color right there, that is, oh yeah, I get a little bit of bananas on there, not as much as I thought it would be, considering the name or whatever, but kind of like a banana bread, you definitely get a lot of chocolate, you get a way more like chocolate on there, some caramel, there's banana bread on there, more so than just banana itself. Like roasted almonds as well, too. I love that it's not too sweet. I love that. That bread is just sticking with me there. So, as I sip on this and talk about how we're going to wrap things up. So, next week, I'm going to be doing cognac. I'm going to be giving my number 10, too, on my 50 years of hip-hop celebration list here. Then we'll be doing, I don't know if Cody's going to go with Armagnac or Cognac first. And obviously, he'll be giving his number 10. And let me just pull up the calendar real quick so we can just give you a little quick update. So, on the 4th, you'll be getting yours truly, his week with Cognac and his number 10. The 11th, you'll be getting Cody's number 10 along with his cognac or Armagnac choice. Then obviously the 18th, you'll be getting a little bit of that mix and matching right there. So whatever we were doing, we'll probably do the opposite, unless Cody wants to stick with the same thing, which is either Armagnac or cognac, or if I want to as well too. And I'm thinking I might do the same, which is stick with cognac. And then Christmas Day, the 25th, you will be receiving our best and worst of list here. Our best of will consist of a top 10 that we've had and reviewed on this show. I mean, honestly, we didn't even have to have it on the show as long as we reviewed it. And that's what I consider a part of this. This is really good, by the way. A lot of cocoa on there. That chocolate is just very, very... Not a lot of bananas. Like on that first sip, I got the banana bread. Kind of was one of those things of what you see is what you get. I got that right on the head, but now I'm sipping this. There's not bananas or banana bread at all now. It's really good, though. It's really good stout. So on the 25th, you'll be getting our top 10 best of list. And our worst of list, I'm not sticking it with any number per se. If Cody just has one, he can just give one. If he has five, then he can give five. I probably will have somewhere between 5 to 10 myself. And you know how we do this. We kind of just break down 10 through 6. I just go through those real quick, and then we just go back and forth between 5 through 1 as far as on our best of list. We'll talk about some of our little favorite highlights and everything that, and some honorable mentions and whatnots, and special thanks to certain stores and distillers and breweries or whatever you want to say out there. So, And then January 1st will be the first whiskey week. Wait, aren't we doing something in January? I already forgot now. I literally already forgot. I thought we were doing something in January. Either way, let's just call it whiskey week for now until I remember. But I'm sure something's there. So that's the calendar for... There's this chocolate aftertaste, by the way. And this was... How long was this aged for? Originators of Bourbon. Let me check this out. Let me see on the bottle. Let's see if it says anywhere. Develop in the bottle for up to 5 years, but that doesn't tell me how long it was. Stout aged in bourbons with bananas, almonds, cassia bark, and natural flavors. I wonder if that's what that bitterness is. A little aftertaste there. 13.9% alcohol. Contains wheat and almonds. Enjoy in a snifter. Well, that's what I'm sitting that out of. So, yeah. All right. This is solid. This cost me about $23. You know me, my ruling. I just don't think any beer is personally worth in that price range. Especially for this size here. You know, this is just a... kind of like realistically a standard size. Yeah. What is this? I was trying to read. There's just like a whole comment section on here, like 1-800-GOOSE-ME. Is that a real number? Is that like a real fucking number? Only Cody would know that. Yeah, I just don't care for the prices all that much when it comes to Bourbon County and their prices and stuff like that. But this is really good. You know, instead of the banana bread, I'm getting more of the warm bread flavors. More so than the actual banana part of it now. It's almost like it's very toasted too. It's got some nice like marshmallow campfire vibes to it, if you will. A lot of chocolate. Just a heavy amount of chocolate in there. What did it say it had on there? It had bark. I'm not getting any of that bark. Or not so much the almonds anymore. I had that on the nose, but I'm not sipping that on the taste there. But let me... no, I'm not getting the almonds on there. There's a lot going on in that back end, too, in that finish. The palate, I think, is... let me guess. I think the palate is kind of like what you get on the nose a little bit as well, too. But I think there's a lot more uniqueness going on in the finish there. The finish has some, like... first of all, it's got like that strong chocolate taste to it, leaving that aftertaste on there. It's a little hint of bourbon on there as well, too. And then also, I feel like I'm getting more of that campfire grainy flavor, if you will. Or not grainy, but the wheat flavors on there, too, as well. And funny enough, this does say it contains wheat and almonds. So I'm feeling that a little bit more. That campfire marshmallow wheat flavor is going on in the back end there. The price is typical Bourbon County, as far as for these variants go. I've had enough Bourbon County variants, if you will, now by this point. 9 ounces, okay. 1 pint, 9 ounce. I kind of filled this cup up halfway, and I still like have a lot of the bottle to go to. So you're getting a lot. I mean, this is a good enough, if you use this size... sniffer I'm using, whatever. This is a good amount to probably have like 2 or 3 pours. It's getting a good amount worth worse. I'm not a fan of the prices when it comes to beer. I think anything over $20 is kind of like, you know, pushing it per se. It's not like you're going much. I think these range between $25.99. I did not see these in my total wine at all on Friday, by the way, neither. Because I went there after doing some explosion, if you will, and I didn't see them at all. I was kind of shocked by that, to be honest. And at first I was thinking, oh, they must have sold out already, but I just didn't see them. I got this a week in advance, too. I got it at Cork for $23.99, but everywhere else I've seen online was $25.99, so it was running about $23 to $26, which damn near almost $30. The Eagle Rare one cost me $50. I have a feeling I'm going to enjoy that one. But at the same time, spending $50 on a beer is kind of just goddamn ludicrous, if you ask me. Unless it's like the greatest fucking beer ever. And I have a feeling this is probably not the greatest fucking beer ever. I think Cody already had the greatest fucking beer ever. Off the show, by the way, too. And I'm willing to bet that these don't even come close to it. So, not for nothing, though. This is a damn good pour, though. I'm enjoying it. I'm sipping it. It's really smooth and light, too. Especially for something that dark. You can definitely taste the caramel and the cocoa. And that kind of like overbarrens the whole mouth itself, whatever. But it just comes off as so easy to sip on, if you will, and not like overpowering. So, where am I dropping this at? You know, the lack of bananas does kind of, I think that's one of the main negatives I have on it. I was expecting, like, I don't know, like this, I get maybe, you know, I didn't have much expectations at all. I know Cody told me this one would probably be like the best one out of all of them. And as I was sipping on it, I'm going like, if this is the best one, oh, that doesn't say much then about the other ones. And that's not to be a knock on this one. I guess because of the name itself, I was expecting more of this banana kind of fruit flavor along with the chocolate barrel agedness. So maybe my expectations were just set wrong, and that's probably a little bias on my review that's coming, or my rating that's coming up here too. But when I sniffed that banana bread on there, and then that first sip I had that banana bread, I actually enjoyed that a lot. Now it's like completely gone, and that kind of diminished my initial thoughts on this. I'm taking a lot of sips trying to get it back too, you know? And it's just not happening, so I don't know, I'm kind of torn on this one right here. But I think I know my rating on this one. I'm torn between either a 2.5 or a 3. And I think on that first take, it would have been a 3, solid 3. But now that I'm losing the banana notes to it, it's kind of going in the 2.5 range. Yeah, because I really, really enjoyed that, and I kind of wanted more of that. And I'm not, like I said, I don't really drink much beer, so I don't really get to have too many banana stouts, if you will. So, for me, I'm kind of like, oh, man, I wish I would have, you know, had that first sip come continuously kind of get there and improve, and where I just feel like it kind of just, like, dropped the ball, if you will, you know. I don't want to say dropping the ball sounds like it's bad, because I actually am enjoying this. The head kind of fades away really quickly too. But that color, though, it's got that coffee dark color going on right there. So, yeah, man, I think I'm going to, yeah, I'm going to stick with a 2.5 on this. I think that's just fine. I wanted more of the banana notes on here, which, it's like hints of that still in the nose. I can kind of smell that, if you will. Yeah, but I'm not really picking too much about it. All right, so, yeah, I'm going to go 2.5 then. I think if it would have stayed with that first sip and got it would have stayed consistent, or it just would have got better from that, I probably would have stayed at a 3, but I don't think it downgraded itself because it's still a pretty good solid pour. I think the problem is my expectations. I wanted more banana in it, so. 2.5. Okay. All right. I think I've already done this bottle. Well, a variation of it, I should say. Let's put that over here. Get over there, Bourbon County. You go over there, too. Put this glass over there, too, as well. Hold on. All right, so I think I made up my mind. I was going to do the Bourbon County Eagle Rare, but I'm thinking of now saving that for when Cody's back on and he gets the Angel's Envy and we kind of have the Goose Island Bourbon County variant two-year stout variation, if you will. So I think I'm going to do this one. And it's in a nice little bag, if you will, that says it's clearly a spoof off of Back to the Future, one of my favorite 80s movies. That probably is my favorite 80s movie, actually. And I just love everything about that movie, except for the sequels. I'm not a fan of those, actually. Sorry, I'm distracted a little bit here. So the bottle says, or the case says, Back to the Weller. And if anybody knows what this is now, it is a Weller Full Proof store pick from U.S. Liquor and the Dram Code. And it's almost a shame to open this bad boy, but, you know, if I gotta go out, I figured I would do a mix and match here myself now. And I've already done one of U.S. Liquor's Dramco's store picks with their Weller Antique 107. I should say Weller's store pick from them I've done, which was the Ghostbusters one, and it was the Antique 107, and that one was fucking delicious. I remember giving that a last drop. So I thought I would wrap up this year, as far as the whiskey goes, with another store pick, because that seems to have been my thing this year. I haven't really been buying too many bottles other than, like, you know, special store picks from stores that I like. And, okay, this might be a pain in the ass, actually, now that I think about it. So this one, it also, not only does it have the badass sticker on here with the DeLorean, and there's Doc on there, and I see Marty on there, and then it's got, like, dates on there. Wait a minute, hold on. Month, August 30th of 2016? Wait, is that how long it was in the barrel for? All the way up to September 5th, 2023? Okay, that's pretty badass then. It's also got the gold wax on here too, like it's a fucking Knob Creek or something like that. So, and I'm trying to get the damn thing off. So today's episode should be called JB having issues with opening fucking bottles today. And I think they covered the fucking... Yeah, they covered the fucking car. Alright, so here's what we're gonna do. Gonna get my knife out. And we're gonna just stab this fucking thing away. Cause we're about to make a oh, look at that. The wax just comes right off. It's not that difficult at all. Yeah, still a pain in the ass though. So I thought the wax, honestly, at least on my bottle, I can't speak for everybody else's bottle, I think the wax looks sloppy as shit on my bottle. Like, I was just like, oh, they didn't really do a good job waxing this bottle up. And they clearly did it over the fucking label, or the tear-off part, where I can rip the damn thing off or whatever. So, there you go. But the bag it comes in, really fucking nice. They did it with the Antique 107, too, and the bag on that one was nice as well, too. Okay. I'm going to have to rip the whole damn thing off. Yeah. There we go. The bag, I love this little, like, where the fuck is the slit at? I didn't rip all this shit off. Hold on, give me a moment here. Give me a moment. Give daddy a moment here. Hope everybody had a nice Black Friday, because I don't really give a fuck about Thanksgiving, so... I think Thanksgiving is just another fucking excuse for us to drink, and I don't really need a holiday to tell me to drink, so... I always hate when people say, what are you doing for the Thanksgiving this year? Not a fucking thing. What are you doing? Shit. Nothing neither. So, like, why would you even ask that stupid-ass question? I hate when they do that shit. Like, I don't even know if people notice. I don't ever say Thanksgiving. I always say Turkey Day and shit, because it's like, who gives a shit? And they always try to say, oh, it's just a time for you to be, like, thankful for... what you have, bitch. I'm thankful every morning I wake up. What are you talking about? I mean, sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, I go, oh, fuck, I wish it's another day that I'm breathing. Ugh. God, what asshole do I have to deal with today? But, you know, at the same time, oh, wait a minute, did I find it? Nope. I'm still ripping at this thing, people. Sorry. Bear with me here. This fucking thing is unbelievable. I'm probably just gonna tear the whole fucking wax off, to be honest. I'm trying to find the, alright, this just ain't working in my favor. It, basically, I'm ripping the whole damn wax off, kinda. Da-da-da. But yeah, I could give two shits about Thanksgiving, so. And you know what this means, now that Thanksgiving's over, and if it's not already, that means it's time to get into finding out what Mariah Carey wants for Christmas and shit, so... It's time for fucking Christmas music, which is like the bane. I just ripped the whole damn foil off. All right, well, you know, the gold wax was nice, but, you know, I'm not gonna lie, it looked kind of shitty on my bottle, so, all right, get all this shit off. Get all this shit off. Go away, gold wrapper now. I have to say, the foolproof, how much does that go back to the 107, which I do enjoy, and I think it is one of the better ones. The foolproof, it's just something about their store picks. They just have everything you kind of want in a whiskey. And look, I got enough of these damn foolproofs, and a lot of them store pick. I legit only have one bottle that's not a store pick. And they just, they come off as something special, you know? Is that a synthetic cork? I'll be a goddamn motherfucker. It is a synthetic cork. Cool. All right. You know me. I love synthetic corks. I didn't know Buffalo Trace was doing that already. Let's pour that bad boy. Let's pour that bad boy right there. Look at that right there. Now, this is my specialty. This is my specialty. So, this came in a bundle, too. As you know, I don't really fucking care about bundles. I didn't even know it was in a bundle. I thought it was just a bottle. I paid $150 for this. And it came with two fireballs, which I gave away right ahead. And it came with the store pick Copper Craft, which ranges about, I think they charge for $70 in there. So I kind of thought it was a deal, to be honest. $150, if I get that store pick, which that Copper Craft is fucking delicious, by the way. And that's $70, I believe. And I get the foolproof. I kind of look at that as like, all right. One was 70, one was 80. I'm kind of winning here. The two fireballs, whenever they give me that shit, I'm not going to lie. I just linger around the store. And whoever doesn't get the pick, I kind of just hand it off to women and stuff. I think I gave it to a family. I saw this wife and her husband with like three kids. They were buying them candy and stuff like that. And I gave them Fireball. And then I gave it to this one guy who just loves Fireball. And I told him, I don't really like that shit. So here, take it away from me, please. Oh, my God. See, now that's what I'm talking about. I love shit that just hits me right there. Look at that right there. Oh, my God. The butterscotch just hits you right in the fucking nose. That is what I'm talking about. Mmm. Did anybody know that these are retail at $90? Or MSRP, I should say. So for me, I don't know. I think this bundle was kind of a win. If you're into the Copper Craft store pick. Which I don't really give a fuck about, to be honest. But I like their store pick. So, and their store pick was delicious as hell. And it's funny, they're telling me stories that people are coming back for more on those too. So their store picks always are a banger for me. So I don't really give a shit about the sticker. And I really don't know to care or considers. Or I even asked about that. And it's just the whole Wednesday Addams thing. It's got the Addams Family stuff on there. So, and I don't give a fuck about none of that. So, and that was $70. And then I'm paying about $80 for this, so I'm kind of damn near paying the MSRP price for it if you want to consider me getting both of those bottles. And I don't even count the fireballs, because them shits are probably like $15 or whatever, maybe. Oh, man. You get that cherry. It's got some, like, butterscotch in there. Oh, that was one other thing, too, about the beer, because I'm also bringing this. I'm about the Bananas Foster. A lot of oakness in it, too. I still have some in this cup, actually. Let me go ahead and finish that, by the way. Mmm. Oh, that's good. That's really good. Yeah, I just wish there was more bananas in this. Mmm. Very good. I love, on the side of the tongues, it's got like this little bitter aftertaste to it. I think that's the part that might run people off, where I couldn't introduce this beer to like a lot of newbies like myself, if you will. And I'm like one of the more experienced newbies, if you will, because I've had a lot of beer myself. So compared to most people that haven't had any of these type of stouts, IPAs, whatever it may be and stuff. So I think that part might run some people away. Because even I'm kind of like, at first I was like, what is that? And the more you drink on it, the more you kind of just grow to it. But I can see a first sipper going like this. That's not really my thought, my plan on this. So, no, but I still stick with my rating on there. The missing the bananas is kind of a letdown for me. Mm. Back to the Weller now. Oh, man. The butterscotch just kind of dominates this. Got that oakiness in there as well, too. Oh, I'm sipping this bad boy. This smells good. I wonder if it's better than the 107. Ooh, see, now you know what? I should have just did the Eagle Rare. I should have saved this for a versus battle. I could just always come back to it. Yeah. Mmm. Oh my God. There's a lemon taste on here, and it is very robust. It's got some cherry, The first sip is very oaky too, especially in the background. Got this creaminess going on too. It's very creamy mouthful, rich notes, very rich chocolate. The butterscotch is there too. Now you're speaking my language. Butterscotch cherries, my favorite notes in drinks. Wow, what is the proof on this? 57% alcohol level here. Okay, 114 proof. That makes sense. It tastes like that. I actually was expecting a little stronger. Now, you know what? Now I feel like grabbing another foolproof bottle. Hold on, let me see. Let me grab another one. Let me grab the Red Hill store pick here. No, that's 114 proof too. All right, cool. And that one's fire. Shit, that one will like burn a hole through your chest right there. Holy shit, I've been going for 30 minutes now. That's a long-ass time for a JB solo show here. Wow, this is really fucking good. It is smooth as hell. It doesn't even taste like it's a foolproof neither. And I don't mean that in a bad way neither. I mean that in a very positive way. Like, this thing, it is like so well-balanced and flavor. The heat is barely there. It's a medium finish. Let me get back to the finish now. Mm-hmm. Fruits are the butterscotch and the fruit flavors on there is really predominantly the taste buds on your palate there. It's got this oaky finish though. It's very oaky in there, and then there's like this cherry on the top of that too to give you that extra sweetness to it. It's got a nice sweet balance to it, which I'm really enjoying. The finish is about medium length. It lingers a little bit more lingers in flavor than it does on the heat. The heat is just kind of like, I don't want to say absent. It's noticeably there, but it plays background fiddle to all the notes and flavor, which is what I love about fucking Weller Foolproof for store picks if they can get it right. Dude, this is, wow. I could easily see myself pouring this one more frequently. Damn, it's a shame it came in that nice-ass bag now, because fuck that bag. That's going to go sit by the TV or where the video games are, because I could see myself pouring this now. Wow. The only thing negative I have to say about it was this shitty-ass gold wax that they stuck on it. Because mine looked like, it looked like shit, to be honest. So, oh, that's cool. It has the Weller logo inside the wax, too. Yeah, but that wax was terrible. Holy shit, man. This is really good. This might be my favorite Weller Foolproof store pick now. Oh my god, damn. I had the Red Hill liquor. What year was that? 2020 was it? Maybe 2021? As my favorite all-time Foolproof store pick. I think this one might have just topped it now. There's a good possibility it just did. This is really fucking good. Oh man, they really outdid themselves. The butterscotch just stays consistent too. It's like on the nose, hits you right when you're taking that sip, hits you right in the nose, hits the taste on the earlier stages of the palate. And then it's like subtly, it's hinted in the finish too, but the cherry and oak kind of just like predominantly takes over on the finish. I love that the heat is like kind of just in the background to this. Like, it's not even that important to all any of this, which is a foolproof, and it kind of should be, but something different what I like, because, you know, I'm more of a flavor profile guy over heat any day. This is a winner, dude. U.S. Liquor Dram Co. Guys knocked it out of the park here, and they said, what was this? August 30th of 2016, September 5th, Weller Foolproof, Floor 3, Location Rick RIC 09. I don't know what the fuck that is. Warehouse P, Floor 3. Okay. Well, Warehouse P, that is a winner right there. Hey, dude, last whiskey of the year? Giving that a last drop. Damn. Got to get at a last drop. That is perfection right there. Damn, I love that. I am so glad I was able to grab one, because when I was there trying to give away the Fireball, I thought they had boxes of the shit. Dude told me by like right before I left, oh, we got like four left. I was like, holy shit. And then one guy in there literally just bought one, because it was one per customer, obviously. He bought one, and then I saw someone else get another one. So they had like two left when I had left. I'm sure those are gone by now. Yeah, this is a winner, man. Love it. I love it. I love, you know, weeded bourbons that get that full-bodied flavor and balances the palate out, too, as well. And this completely does it. I might have to go back to... No, wait. Do I have that Red Hill? I don't think I have that Red Hill no more. I gave it to the last bit of pour I had, I gave it to Red Hill when they released their new store pick, which I think is really good. I don't think it holds a... Well, I shouldn't say it had no candle. I don't think it's as good as the 2020 version of it. I think that one was like perfection at its best. So much that I bought three of those bottles. I drank one of them fully. I gave one to Henry. Damn. Why the fuck did I do that? Just thinking about that now. I gave one to Henry. Henry, you owe me for that shit. If you're listening to this, which I know you're not because you're probably in some plane somewhere eating caviar and drinking champagne. Yeah, you owe me a... I think you owe me a Hibiki 12. Yeah, we need to talk about that, Henry. We need to talk about that. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna call you out for that one. Yeah, this is getting the last drop. This is perfection right here. This is everything I want in my foolproof. So I'm going to leave this one out, too, because I'm going to be sipping this bad boy for a little bit. That's the show, everyone. I've been going on for 36 minutes now. One of the longer, I try not to go over 30 minutes, or I try to mark it off at 30 minutes, per se, I should say, for these JB solo shows. But, no, this was good shit, man. I had some really good beer that I personally only had one problem with, really, the banana. Where the fuck is my bananas at? Shit, do I gotta cut the bananas up and put it in there? You know, call yourself Banana Foster, put the bananas in that bitch then. And then I close it out with a solid foolproof here. Did my own little mix and match here for once, you know? So yeah, I'm gonna get out of here now. Look forward to next week. We are finally kicking off the final month of 2023. I'm just ready to get these 20s over. This new generation of the Roland 20s have sucked. I'm ready to jump into the 30s. Roland 20s ain't for me, clearly. Although a lot of positive things have been happening, a lot of great things, I'm ready to get this shit over with. Get the fuck out of here, you shitty ass, shitty ass bottle opener. With that said, people, gonna get out of here. Look forward to next week. Check out this episode now. This was interesting. Because I just did a little, like, you know, sorry, I did a little belch air or whatever and stuff, like, through the throat, and, I feel that foolproof now. I see where the flames went to, the fuego went to, so, check it out. Come back next week. It's going to be entertaining as shit. I'm going to see if I can get Cody. We could do like a bonus episode for these Bourbon County Goose Island Angels interview things, whatever and stuff. So I can review those. I'm going to finish that Bourbon County's in that bottle right there. And yeah, it's going to be a fucking great month next month. So with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And oh, one other thing too. The holidays are approaching us. And you know what you need to do. Ladies, if you're listening to this too, aren't you tired of having those hairy men of yours and you need them to trim down there and keep those family jewels looking all clean? Then you need to head over to manscaped.com and you need to use the promo code THELASTDROP. THELAS. You don't know how to spell last drop? Come on now. It's in the damn podcast. THELASTDROP. The last drop. So you can get yourself 20% off and get him that new, or get yourself that new lawnmower. I gotta tell you, I use that thing regularly. I just love the way it feels. It's really... Actually, you know what? I've gotten over using it and started using more of the, like, the actual products, like the gels and everything, the moisturizer, the deodorants and stuff like that. I love all that stuff. I've never used any of this stuff before up until we partnered with Manscaped and when I got myself some. Because I had ordered myself some of those stuff, and I just wanted to see what it does. I got to tell you, I love how it just keeps my family jewels all fresh. I thought I was already fresh before, but I feel even more fresh. Like, every time I, like, put that stuff on, oh, it's like taking a hot towel and rubbing it around your face or whatever right before a massage or something like that. That's how smooth and fantastic that feels. So head on over to manscaped.com. Get yourself 20% off by using promo code THELASTDROP. With that said, now, I'm going to get out of here now because that Bourbon County over there is calling me. And I want to answer its call because I'm not rude like that. So, I am your godfather, Whiskey. I am JB. And like we always say, Livers will never be the same because glasses will never be dry.